On the trip over here, I was reminded very vividly how God's mercy is really upon us, and His hand, His strong hand. It was raining during that week, and we were had to pull the trailer because we had Wendy and Marco coming with us. And we had to go a different route, so there was a lot more mountains than we normally go through. And I'm very nervous around those mountains. And the whole way over there, they don't have much railing for protection. And so you're up very high. And the whole time I'm going, I don't like this, I don't like this. And I'm looking over the speedometer, make sure Michael's not going too fast, and just so tense. And yes, and I'm praying, saying, oh Lord, protect us, get us there safely. But I'm really counting more on Michael to get us there safely than anything. And he's taking all the precautions, and he wasn't going too fast, but we were passing this one corner, and we were way, way up high in the mountain. And the trailer pulled us, our car, and we slid off, and we hit one rail, which is, there's no rail very often. I mean, there's a one here, and then a couple miles down, there's another one, and we hit it. That's what we hit. We hit a rail. And if it wasn't there, we wouldn't be here, obviously. But, and so afterwards, I was just, my heart was pounding in just the thought of what could happen. But it was God's mercy that got us here. And that's true. And it just, made me think, well, even at times like that, we might forget, but He's always there. And He lives inside of us, so He's always with us. And it made me think of a chapter in Matthew. It's Matthew chapter 8, verses 26. Well, I'm going to start in verse 26. It's when the apostles were with Jesus in the sea, and with all the waves coming, and they were scared. And Jesus was with them on the boat. And He was sleeping, but hey, they had Jesus with them on the boat. And they were still scared. And He said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey Him? Well, that's our God.
Amen.
And like I was saying, here it is, they had Him there, and they were just, we're not much better. I mean, yes, we don't see Him physically. They saw Him physically, but like I said, He lives inside of us. And we don't have far to go to call. We can whisper and He'll hear us still. And that's a real blessing to me. And there's been so many other times when the Lord has showed His mercy on me. I'm nervous, so I'm just gonna... But I know that my sisters and Dara and Karen can give y'all tons of stories where the Lord has had mercy when I've been driving. Well, when I first learned how to drive, I try to get on the highway going the opposite direction. But, I mean, that was stupid. That was my stupidity. But anyway, sometimes I forget. I think we forget that we serve the Almighty God.
Amen.
And an example of that, just today I was going over what I was going to share with Michael. And I was giving him my basic points. And then afterwards I put everything up and we were talking, and I was telling him, I said, you know what I'm really scared of about about the baby? And he's all, what? And I said, I'm scared that he's going to come out deformed. And he says, Terry, don't you remember what you were just telling me? What you were just saying, that we serve the Almighty God? Amen. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. Well, I don't need to worry about that. God's going to do what He sees fit. And we've already given the baby to Him, and, oh well. And I lost my place. But He not only protects us on the road and from any kind of danger, He protects us at home on a daily basis. He protects us. He's with us when we go through troubles, family problems, financially. I mean, all those things, we can just go to Him, and we forget that it's so easy just to sit down and say, Lord, I need You. You're always, and He'll always be there for you. And so many other religions, it's so sad that they have to they feel that they have to walk barefoot miles and miles and miles to get their child, you know, from out of the hospital or whatever, or they have to do the rosary or sacrifice something or someone. But we don't have to do that. All we have to do is seek Him, call on Him, and He's there. We have it so easy, and we forget that. We wanted, oh, I have to do it myself, and oh, this, and poor me, and He's forsaken me, and all this, but that's not true. We forget all that. And you don't have to turn there, but in Psalms 116, the first verse, it says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. And I hope that I will always do that and never forget that. Thank you. Praise the Lord.